This is Chris from the Collected Comics Library podcast, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Detroit, the podcast of urban renewal.
And now, from Motor City, USA,
Detroit, Michigan,
spinning the best local original music and giving it to the world, this is Insomnia Radio Detroit. Now your host for Insomnia Radio Detroit, Les Zaldor.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of Insomnia Radio Detroit. My name is Les, and happy to be here. Happy to bring you the best rock and roll and all kinds of music from Detroit and the southeastern Michigan area. And I'm glad you checked out episode number 4 and 3 and 2 and 1. Number 4 had, a great interview I did with Dirty Americans. And had a couple comments on the website over at detroit.insomniaradio.net telling me a great job and love how they enjoyed the interview and also enjoyed the music. And looking forward to bringing you more interviews in the future. Probably going to do one every 5 episodes or so. So we'll get one episode on the 5s. So next interview will be coming to you on the 10. Episode number 10 will be another interview, probably the one I did about a month and a half ago. With the same band that I played in the first episode. I'll probably play them in episode number 10. And then I've got more interviews in the pipeline, including one tomorrow I'm going to be doing with a band over in Brownstown, Michigan, over at McGregor's. I'm going to do an interview with them. And so I'll bring that probably episode number 15. So probably 5 episodes will be a good one to give you kind of an interview so you can get ready for them coming in every 5 episodes, number 10, 15, and so on. So episode number 5 coming right at you. This is kind of like the episode that they say is the one that makes you really a podcast, makes you noticed as a podcast, right? And I've done many, many, many podcasts over at Zaldor's World, so I've well exceeded that. But this is kind of like a new podcast to me, and I'm getting into a lot of new listeners because of this, I'm sure. People have never heard of me before until the Insomnia Radio Detroit. So it's kind of a new experience. I feel, even though it's a brand new podcast, and I'm still a podcaster from about 2 years ago, I still feel like I'm a little new to this. It's kind of weird, you know? All right, let's get into some music. That's what you came here for. And this first band I'm going to play for you is a band called Most Wanted, which you can find at myspace.com/mostwantedrocks. They are a band, rock and roll band, that's kind of had influences of Pearl Jam, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, even influential singers as Eddie Vedder, Robert Plant, John Waite, Robin Zander, even Alanis Morissette, I think, was listed as one of their influences. So they got a good feel to them. This is kind of a slower song, but it's still a great song nonetheless. So check it out. This is a song called Illegally Strange by Most Wanted.
Sitting here waiting for the world to end. Misery is a four-letter crime. Waiting on a fatal non-truth to defend. Emptying a place in my mind. Whoa. Essences is time after time. Normal is a place that I don't comprehend or refuse to cherish or find. Whoa.
Normal is a place that I can't comprehend or refuse to cherish or find. It ain't no big deal, it's the way that we feel, illegally strange. It ain't no big deal, it's the way that we steal, illegally strange. It ain't no big deal, it's the way that we feel, illegally strange.
Most Wanted. You can find them at mostwantedrocks.com or myspace.com/mostwantedrocks. They're made up of Mark on lead vocals and guitar, Greg on the drums and vocals, Martin on guitar and bass, as well as guitar and vocals. So it's a three-piece band doing a great job. A lot of rock coming out of there. And they're playing over in Whitmore Lake in early May and also Detroit mid-May. So I'm going to try to check them out soon. And probably do an interview with them in the future as well. So just remember you heard them on episode number 5 when you hear an interview with them in the future. And, of course, when I do the interview, there'll be another song by them as well. So lots of interviews coming. I really enjoy doing interviews, as if you might have noticed if you did listen to my Zaldor's World podcast. I've done about 40 interviews there and still doing more on Zaldor's World as well as on Insomnia Radio Detroit. I'm going to do about – I've got like three interviews already in the pipeline ready to go with many more kind of still – getting ready. So I look forward to doing those with everybody because I like meeting the bands and getting the word out about podcasting and also about getting their music played out there too. So, and this episode is going to be kind of all over the board. I got this rock song here, and then my next song is going to be kind of an instrumental song. It's from a band that I just got kind of emailing back and forth with. Actually, it's not a band, it's a man. It's a guy, his name is John Bro, he goes by, and it's kind of interesting. I just found out about him. Name of the band he goes by is Asphalt Trampoline, and kind of just found out about him, reading more about him. It goes by John Bro, and like I said, not only is he a musician, but he's also an actor. He's been he was a member of the Screen Actors Guild, and he's an expatriate of Los Angeles. He's been in movies such as Star Trek Voyager and Space Above and Beyond. He actually played a little Chig, which if you remember that TV show a long time ago, was the enemy in Space Above and Beyond. So we've been emailing back and forth, and I think I'm going to be doing an interview with him because it seems like an interesting interview. So check him out over at myspace.com/asphalttrampolinejohnbro. Of course, links for that will be over at detroit.insomniaradio.net for episode number 5. And this is, like I said, this is an instrumental. This is a spacey tune. I like the whole spaciness of it because, I mean, if you look at my logo on Zaldor's World, it's like a space alien. So this kind of probably fits better in there, but I thought I wanted to share with you guys because it's good instrumental. Check it out. Starts out kind of slow, then it gets kind of spacey. We'll be right back. All right, that was a track from John Bro, and I don't have the name of that track. He just sent it to me earlier today, as a matter of fact, and he didn't tell me the name of the songs. So John Bro, definitely check him over at myspace.com/asphalttrampolinejohnbro. He also has a website where you can get more information about him and his acting career as well, johnbro.com. All right, Detroit Insomnia Radio is Insomnia Radio Detroit is kind of, I've been thinking about this a lot. Got a lot of big things going on with Insomnia Radio Network, and the Detroit part of it is reminds me a lot of my days as a co-founder of the Musicians Guild. We had a big early 2001 area. Me and a couple of my friends, two other friends of mine, got together, and actually it wasn't my idea, it was my friend of mine's idea, got together and we started what was called the themusiciansguild.com, or The Musicians Guild. The website was themusiciansguild.com, which I own the domain as well. If you go to that right now, I think it redirects you to Zaldor's World, because themusiciansguild.com is now defunct. But anyways, we lasted for about 5 years. We put together kind of like a weekly or a monthly email out to everybody, and we did sponsored shows, and we had lots of showcases. We did a weekly or a biweekly meeting where we got together at a bar and basically had where we did open jam sessions. It's really a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed my time and the people I met there. And I've been trying to put my arms around the differences between this and that, and there isn't really that many. Insomnia Radio Detroit is very similar to what I did with that. I mean, I'm talking to the bands directly, getting them involved, giving them the free promotion we're doing with the Musicians Guild. Now I'm doing that with Insomnia Radio Detroit. And I've been contacting a lot of the bands to get their stuff played on Insomnia Radio Detroit. Hopefully, we're going to get more of those played, because there's a lot of great music that I've been involved with in the past. And I did a lot of interviews on Zaldor's World from some of the bands that I met through the Musicians Guild. So a lot of great music there. I'm looking forward to bringing it to you. And also a lot of big things happening with Insomnia Radio. Not only Insomnia Radio Detroit, but Insomnia Radio, the network. So keep watching. InsomniaRadio.net and Detroit.InsomniaRadio.net. I will definitely be giving you more information as I have it. But I'm really, as of this morning, I'm really excited about what's going to happen. I can't wait to share more of it with you. Lots of big stuff. All right, next band or next musician I'm going to be playing for you is a little funky. I like it. It's a guy I did an interview with. Gosh, I met him back at the Motor City Music Conference back in 2005. There wasn't one in 2006, but there was one in 2005. I met him. It was a very cold May evening in the back of Agave. It was behind Agave, downtown Detroit. And I stayed until the very end. He ended up playing a half of a set because some of the other bands were having some problems setting up, so we only played half a set. And this song was a really good song. And it's kind of funny. The way he started this song is that he wanted everybody to repeat the chorus, and he basically told everybody the chorus and said, "Now repeat it back." And, of course, they couldn't do it. But it's just funny because this song, once you hear the chorus, you'll know what I'm talking about. So I can't even do it because I can't remember it. But Nadir, he did it in the interview, and I guess I'll have to play the interview in the near future. I'm supposed to be doing another interview with him in the future. I know he and I have been talking back and forth. Haven't heard anything from him lately, but he does have a remix album up, which you can find over at distortedsoul.com. You can find out more information about his music and also the remix album that just came out beginning this year. But this is from the original album called Distorted Souls 2.0. This is called Leave It Alone from Nadir.
Leave it alone. She was legs, she was ass, full of something sassy, sexy, nasty, like you never ever seen before. She got a brain, got a mind, but she's always trying to hide behind the fact that she is fine.
Voulez-vous que chez avec moi?
So when we finally got the gumption that we shot, gon' get the bump in this tasty, tantalizing fantasy. Well, did you ever try to hit it, but the funk just wasn't with it? She was fine and all, but just not my cup of tea. If the funk ain't good enough, well, if the funk ain't good enough, bad inflicted brain, that I just might be going out my mind. I'm talking world class ass, amazing, captivating, but I still can't seem to take it when the funk just ain't in line. You just got leave it alone, although I know her kind of frame don't seem to show up every day inside this ugly kind of world. You know, she was cool, it was straight, the stroking just wasn't great, and frankly, she just got on my funkin' nerves. If the funk ain't good enough, well, if the funk ain't good enough,
sanity in the day. I pull up to the club to proceed to get a drink till I seen this bubba that brown. Baby, come sit down. Her facial expression from contact was a frown. What's your name? She replied. I'm peeping the vibe. Ain't no reason for no games and lies. Her eyes said that she live. I won't pretend her thighs didn't send shockwaves. Do you mind if we break from these vicinities so I can talk to you and you can understand me? She led me to the parking lot as hard as it get. Before I know it, we was in some shit, freaking me like a super robotic cosmic machine. People started gathering, she making the scene. Then out come her boyfriend, started tripping the funk. Sometimes ain't good enough to funk with.
Good enough,
funk
ain't with the funk in the trunk and the funk ain't good.
All right, that was Nadir with this song, Leave It Alone. If the bump ain't bumping, the bump and the bump, but a bump, 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 bump. I don't see. I can't even do it. I mean, Nadir did it so much better than I did, of course. You know, of course, it's his song. That's why. But check him over at distortedsoul.com or, of course, myspace.com/Nadir, I believe it is. Of course, links of those will be over at detroit.insomniaradio.net. That's where you always find him. And I'm going to do one more song for you guys. I don't want to make this too long-ish episode. Hopefully, be getting more episodes more frequently. I know I said that every single episode, but I'm really trying. I swear, I'm trying to get these out on a regular basis, and it seems like my regular basis is now every 2 weeks, and I can't seem to get it out any faster than that. But have no fear. My goal is to get it every 1 week, and I'm planning on doing that to you for you. And I'm definitely going to be showing a newfound dedication to this. I've got business cards made up for Detroit Insomnia Radio. Going to be handing those out at the show tomorrow night when I'm interviewing the band over at McGregor's. And, of course, hand them out at other things that I'm at, probably my karaoke gig, for example. Just trying to get the word out about Detroit Insomnia Radio, Insomnia Radio Detroit, whichever we want to call it, or Insomnia Radio Motor City. That's what I literally like saying, you know, Motor City. But, Yeah. All right, this last song is kind of like a funky tune as well. It's also more of an instrumental tune as well, but it's also like a new jazz, electronica. It's all in there. This, the name of the band is called Soulful Abstraction, and it's made up of Priscilla Rich and G. Robert and Jonathan Z. And got influences of James Brown, Sly Stone, George Clinton, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis. Remember them from, did the Sly stuff with Janet Jackson, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis. Good stuff. They say they sound like, it's not just the name of the band, but it's also our unique sound. They have been the Song of the Year supporting VH1's Save the Music Foundation, and they've also had Song and Lyric Contest winner. They're a group of GD Limited Enterprises production, and it's solely owned by Greg Dunnigan, who is also the lead background and vocals percussion as well for the band. So check this out. This is going to be the last song of the night. The name of the song is called McDuff from Soulful Abstraction. Check it out. Soulful Abstraction with their song McDuff. You can find them over at myspace.com/soulfulabstraction. Or, of course, links are over at detroit.insomniaradio.net, which is where you can find this and other podcast episodes as well, as well as links to all the other regional and the master mothership Insomnia Radio podcast. So check them out. as well as the bands, and tell them you heard them on Insomnia Radio. I'm sure they'd like to hear that. And as well, let them know that you dig their music over that you heard over Detroit Insomnia Radio or all the other ones. Check them out. I will be back very soon, sooner than you know it, with another episode. Episode number 6 will be coming right at you. We'll get a little rock, a little maybe see if we can find some other good stuff for you. I got lots of stuff coming. I just, you know, just want to let it out in short doses, 30-minute doses coming right at you. So this is Les over at Insomnia Radio Detroit. See you next time.
You've been listening to IR Detroit, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. For detailed show notes and band links, head over to detroit.insomniaradio.net or to subscribe and get it delivered, feeds.feedburner.com/IR Detroit, or just look for us in iTunes. Thanks for listening.